So, a couple of things to make you aware of. We are this morning, our lesson is called Expanding Your Joy. And the lesson, of course, is a part of our series that we've been doing all month. And part of that monthly series has been based on one quote from Esther Hicks. And that particular quote from Esther Hicks is one of my favorites. And here's what Esther Hicks said. It's not just that your purpose is joy, it's that you are joy. You are love and joy and freedom and clarity, energy expressing, energy frolicking and eager. That's who you are. And Hicks is guiding us to the realization as the vibrational energy of presence individualizes as the individual you, the individual me, all that we encounter in this earthly realm. This formative divine energy individualizes as a coalescence of its highest vibrations, the vibrations of love, of health, of happiness, of peace, kindness, compassion, abundance, and of course, the vibration of joy. As an expression of that which we call God, you are the highest and best energetic vibrations of spirit, individualizing as the very best of you in the now, for the purpose of it to express through you and as you, so it may experience the best of its joyful energy. And I get it right now in the midst of all that we're going on in the outer world. There may be folks in this room, there may be folks on the live stream that are going, I cannot believe this bozo is going to continue talking about joy with all that's going on in the presence of the world at the moment. I mean, after all, let's get real. People can't attend public gatherings. They can't attend family gatherings. They can't go to work. Why, they can't even go to church at the moment. And my response to those folks is, look, you're darn right. That's what we're going to continue to speak about, joy. Let's all move into an awareness that says, living as the vibration of divine joy that you are, and expanding that vibration so much that it becomes the resonating magnetic force of your consciousness, has nothing to do with what we cannot do in this moment, and has everything to do with what we can do in this moment. Has to do with what we can do in this moment. Should this temporary experience of COVID-19, had it occurred 15 years ago, we couldn't have enjoyed our families and friends via webcam, much less our services. 20 years ago, we would not have been able to enjoy the myriad of audio and video sources that we can now download, our favorite movies, our favorite TV shows, our favorite TCSL Sunday lessons. Just saying. And over 30 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to email those we care about or work from home so productively as millions of you are right now. To create and live as the vibration of divine joy in this moment and expand that resonating vibration, focus on what you can do in the now, regardless of what's going on in the outer world. Focusing on what you can do will allow the whole of your being, the whole of your being, to experience and expand the vibration of joy through you and as you. Dr. Holmes wrote in the Science of Mind textbook, have the will to be well, to be happy, and to live in joy, to focus your willingness on what you can do in the now, to experience and express the joy of God, living as you, maintains the alignment of your consciousness with the highest vibrations of Source. Within this up-leveled alignment of your soul, every aspect, every avenue of your journey effortlessly operates in harmony with the law of attraction. You put it into practice without even realizing it. recall the director, the directive from the master teacher. It is done unto you as you believe. It is done unto you as you believe. Believe you are the energy of joy, frolicking and expanding. Believe you are the vibration of joy in a constant state of expression and expansion. Believe you are in this moment residing within boundless opportunities to experience and expand your energy of joy in new and exciting ways. And the energetic vibrations of love, happiness, peace, kindness, and joy all coalescing as you for the purpose of self-actualization through you. That's what will be done unto you. In a recent issue, this month's issue of Science and Mind magazine, there's another wonderful quote from Ernest Holmes, and he said, expectancy always speeds progress. Anticipation of better yet to come helps to dissolve the load of unbelief we now carry within us. So we have a question. Are you willing to expect the best while simultaneously temporarily living through some physical restrictions the collective consciousness of humanity is currently facing? So remember this if you remember nothing else. The limiting and restrictive efforts of restrictive effects of COVID-19 within our physical world are very real, yet very temporary. However, the potential of your consciousness for being in alignment with the joyful energy of presence is unlimited, boundless, and infinitely omnipotent. The energy someone chooses to operate from during this temporary and rapidly fading issue, whether it is the restrictive energy of fear or the expectant, expanding energy of joy, establishes the precedent for all of our experiences to follow. So I have a little parable for you. I think it fits in nicely because right now, what we can do at the church level is keep repeating our mantra, stay inspired, stay informed. And that's how we're going to get through this. Stay inspired, stay informed. But that, as we offer materials, it's also up to you to accept those materials and be willing to be inspired. And so here's a story that relates to this. There's this little girl, she's 6 years old, just cute as a button. She could be on any commercial. And she's in the room, living room with her mother one day, and there on the bookcase, she sees the family Bible. And she points at the Bible and she says, "Mother, Mama, whose book is this?" And her mother was a little startled by the question. And she said, "Why, honey, don't you know? That is God's book." And the child said, "Well, don't you think we better give it back to God? Nobody around here ever reads it." And here's the moral to the parable. It's actually more of a question, really. Is there a Science of Mind textbook? Chicken Soup for the Soul. Something by Abraham Hicks. Joyce Reynolds. Everybody say hey to Joyce Reynolds. Love you, Joyce. Louise Hay. Michael Beckwith. W. Clement Stone. Napoleon Hill. Mary Baker Eddy. Are any of those books on a bookshelf somewhere in your home right now? Yes. Then open them again. Open them again and expand your willingness to expand your feeling, the vibration, the frequencies of joy, of love, of peace, and oneness. Be inspired again by those same writings that brought you to a point of inspiration in this moment of now. That feeling of inspiration is not a temporary experience. That feeling, that vibration is a frequency that will continue to flow through you as you continue to nurture that feeling of expansion, that feeling of being nurtured. Demonstrate your willingness to expand your belief of being in alignment with Source. And as you do that, you activate this universal law of attraction, and the joy of the whole of the universe will be done unto you. It will be done unto you. So we are all faced with a choice right now. How are we going to choose to operate? And I don't mean in our physical restrictions. I mean, how are we going to choose to offer our consciousness to life? How are we going to choose in this moment now to offer our vibrations to the universe? Ralph Marston said, if you so choose, each day can be filled with more joy than the one before. If you choose, even the most seemingly random events can work in your favor. So what are you choosing today? Hopefully, there's lots of folks. I don't see the feed yet, so I don't know. I'm assuming that all of our TCSL peeps are with us on Facebook and the live stream page and the YouTube page, and that many more are joining them. And that's wonderful that you have chose to be with us in this moment to be inspired and be informed. Yet, what happens when the service is over? What will you choose to do? Will you choose to follow that vibration of inspiration, that vibration of joy, not just so that you feel good, but to comfort others? Because the choice we want to realize is the moment we choose to live in joy, to live in these higher vibrations of source, that is the moment we have to actively express that. Oh. Actively express that. What does that look like? Well, it can be as simple as calling your friends and relatives, checking in on them. It can be as simple as calling an elderly neighbor that can't get out at all and asking what they need from the store, if they need anything. It can be as simple as recognizing that in this moment of time, many of the charities, like the two that I just mentioned, the nonprofits that I just mentioned, Lost and Found Youth, Crossroads Community Center, it's a new organization, so I'm struggling to retain the name. This is a time when they really could use a little extra assistance. And so we are going to expand our vibration of joy and share our good with those and with those organizations. But you can do the same. Don't want to, right now, really, whether we realize it or not, even our organizations that are dedicated to assisting our furry four-legged friends, they're struggling a little bit. And you can take it upon yourself to express a little joy. Donate a dollar to them. Donate $5 to them. Donate $1,000 to them. Whatever you want to do. The purpose of this is not to help them out. It's to express and expand your joy. It is to give to others, to give to life from a vibration, from a feeling, from a knowing that as you express joy, you are expanding the vibration of God that you are. I hope everyone realizes right now that the COVID, as I said, COVID-19, it's real, but temporary. What's not real, or what's not temporary, is your ability to express your divinity. And so I'm going to ask you guys to consider that while all that's going on out in the outer world right now, life is experiencing less traffic. Atlanta is. Oh my God, I got from the center out to Snellville yesterday in 20 minutes on the expressway. Oh my God, people get to work from home in their pajamas. How great is that? We're seeing people reach out over and over. These are the stories that are available. People helping other people. There's less pollution in the air right now. There's a renewed commitment to practice oneness with presence. This isn't to say, let's only focus on the good. This is to say, let's choose to focus our consciousness on that which is worthy of expanding our divinity. We don't want to stick our heads in the sand and pretend there are not issues that exist, because they do. But what we don't want to do is allow those issues to hamper our ability to express the best of who we are. And the best of who you are is source coming to life in the now. The best of who you are is the potential of spirit coming forward to be expressed. The best of who you are is that lifeline, that commitment to those within your journey that could use that phone call, that could use that email, that could use you right now to really go and make a trip to the grocery store. That's our call. That's our purpose right now. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote this. He said, just imagine becoming the way you used to be as a very young child. Before you understood the meaning of any word, before opinions took over your mind. The real you is loving, joyful, and free. The real you is just like a flower, just like the sun, just like the ocean. The real you is pure, omnipotent joy. And all that other stuff, if we don't choose to focus on the joy that we are, all that other stuff is what we have to get beyond. And that's what Don Miguel was talking about. We want to see beyond what's going on in the external so that we can connect completely with what we are in the internal. And everyone can do that. We can do that through meditation. We can do that through prayer. We can do that by tapping in, tuning in to some of the live broadcasts that will be occurring. And I'll say, because I don't confuse folks and don't confuse myself, those broadcasts will also be recorded. Right? Gwen asked me this morning, should we start or should we wait? And I said, well, everybody should be online, at home in their bed watching on the computer right now. So let's get rocking and rolling. Right? You get to choose which vibration you're going to follow. Earl Nightingale said, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition will one day become a reality. Whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become our reality. There is no limit to the power of your consciousness. The more willing it is, the more concentrated it is to be that ever open and expanding conduit for the joyful frequency, the energy, the vibration of the divine to express through and manifest as. The greater your powerful alignment with source will effortlessly be brought to manifestation and on point. That is the belief you want done unto you. I have a little story. It's a great story. And the story occurs in a village far, far away, kind of like Star Wars, but it's still a village in the world, okay? And in this village, there were two thieves. And they were very good thieves. They stole a lot. And these two thieves were also very good friends. Yet, as good friends, they often were jealous of each other. Kind of like life. Sometimes friendship and jealousy sometimes go together. Right? So after a night of very productive stealing, they met on the street one day, and one of the thieves had this beautiful golden cup. Just stunning golden cup. And his friend asked him, how did you get that cup? And the first thief said, well, I stole it. I stole it from the hermit's house. You know him. Everybody thinks he's a guru of some sort. And so his friend said, how could a hermit own a gold cup? And the first thief again said, well, you know, as I said, there are people that think this hermit is a guru. And so he has many disciples who give him stuff all the time. All the time. Maybe one of them gave it to him because, you know, he says he doesn't care about material things. He would just as soon drink it out of an earthen pot as a gold cup. Most of the time, he's oblivious. He just sits under a tree and prays and meditates. So the first, the thief's friend said, well, I'm kind of jealous of that cup. But here's what I'm going to do. I've decided, it doesn't bother me anymore, I've decided that I'm going to give up stealing. I'm going to stop stealing because, you know, stealing's not a good thing, and I'm going to return all that I have stolen from the people of the village. And the first thief said, well, wait a second, why would you do that? And his friend said, well, as I said, stealing's not good. And when I return everything to the village, everyone who's looked down on me in the past because I'm a thief will now appreciate me and love me. And I'm going to start this tomorrow. Well, our thief with the golden cup was just amazed. And he was also jealous that his friend thought of this first. So he said, or he asked, you're sure you're going to start tomorrow? And his friend said, yeah, I am. And so then the thief said, I'm going to start now. And he went back to the hermit's home, and he walked in, and he bowed down, and he said, Hermit Guru, Guru Hermit, whatever phrasing you want to call it, I need some advice. Actually, it's not my problem. It's someone's problem that I know. And if you can help me solve my friend's problem, I will be very grateful. And the hermit said, well, what's the problem? And the thief said, my friend is a thief. And he claims he is going to return all the things that he has stolen to lead a new and better life. What should he do now? And so the wise hermit said, you know, I need some clarity on this dilemma. What do you mean? And so the thief said, well, suppose I have stolen something from someone, and if I want to give it back and I'm doing the right thing by telling that person I have stolen it and by making a confession, is that the right thing for me to do? And the hermit said, well, of course you're doing the right thing. If you give it back and make a confession, give back the things that you have taken, then you will be forgiven by all. By all. So the thief asked, well, what if the owner doesn't want to take back what I have stolen? And the hermit said, well, in that case, the thief gets to keep it. The thief gets to keep it because it's up to the owner whether or not he takes it back. If the owner doesn't take it back, well, the thief cannot be blamed for keeping it. And then the thief took out the gold cup and gave it to the hermit. And the hermit asked, where is this from? And the thief said, well, it's from your house. I got it while you were out there doing your thing by the tree. And the hermit said, well, since you have it now, it is your possession. You need it more than I do. Otherwise, you would not have taken it. I will pray and meditate for you, as you are also God's child. I didn't know the cup was mine, and I don't need it, so it should be yours. I have no claim on it. Well, the thief was overjoyed. He kept his cup. He went back to the village, and there was his friend waiting. And the friend was surprised to see that the thief still had the golden cup. And so the thief said, I went to see the hermit, and he wouldn't take it back and said that I needed it more than he does. Well, of course, the friend was even more jealous now that his friend got to keep the gold cup and was forgiven. You see, he had no intention of truly turning over a new leaf and return his stolen goods. It was out of jealousy he tried to trick his friend in returning the cup. His scheme did not work, and what was worse, that vibration of jealousy expanded, and his friend, who took action on his intention, had become an infinitely better person. So the two energies of the story that we're talking about, that we have a choice to operating from, to be willing to operate from, is the energy of jealousy or the energy of virtue. Both energies are expanded by the actions we follow. We are always confronted with dueling energies, with which to choose and create and live as. Either choice establishes the precedent for our experiences to follow. That is the power of your consciousness, the ability to choose which energy to be in alignment with. So let's change out the energies of jealousy and virtue for in the story with the energies of fear and joy. Fear and joy. Yes, there is much within the physical realm to be fearful of in the moment. And what we're suggesting is don't focus on the fear. Don't focus on the anger. Don't focus on the judgment that's coming along with this. You know what? Here's what we mean by judgment, because we're hearing it a lot. What, the government's not doing enough. The doctors aren't doing enough. Oh my God. Look, y'all, judgment is just the kissing cousin of anger. We want to get rid of all vibrations of anger. Louise Hay said, anger is always a mask for fear. A mask for fear. So don't focus on what you can't do out of fear. Focus on what you can do out of joy. Focus on what you can do in your journey right now in this moment. Be willing to expand that joy and take the action that you feel is in best alignment with you during this time. That may be going to the store for those that can't. That may be making a little extra donation to the center, to some of the nonprofits I named, to a nonprofit that I myself don't even know about. Do something that allows you to expand the energy of joy that you are. Take this time to bring more good to life. Marcus Aurelius said, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. You have power over the vibrations you choose to operate from, not outside events. Once you realize this, you will expand your vibration of joy. I'm going to share something with you because it's really neat. I get to share it with you. So 3 weeks ago, I stood right here on this podium with a recently diagnosed case of Bell's palsy. And at the time, couldn't close my left eye, had no full function of my mouth, and all the muscles here had dropped. And I said 3 weeks ago that I was not going to allow a temporary diagnosis of Bell's palsy to interfere with my infinite ability to express and experience the joy of you. So, what I've done since that time is, yes, I have treated every day, I have meditated every day, I have visualized every day, I've taken it upon myself to follow what I always suggest our congregants do and our clients do, which is coincide time on our sound and light therapy bed with our medical practitioners, and so I've done that once a week in conjunction with going to an acupuncturist once a week. So why is this important? Because if what the doctors say and what they told us when I was at the ER was that the effects of Bell's palsy would not start clearing up from anywhere to 3 to 6 months. 3 to 6 months. That's a long time to me. And I stand here today with the function in my eye back, see? I'm winking at you all now with my left eye. The full function of my bottom lip back, this side of my face consistently going in spasm. Why is it going in spasm? Because the muscles are being reactivated as we speak. I chose not to allow the temporary effect to interfere with my experience of experiencing the joy of our congregation, the joy of this teaching. You can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. Understand where we are right now is we all have a choice to make. We can continue to expand, or we can continue to be restricted by the physical realm. So I want you to follow along with what TCSL has decided. TSS, our center, has not only expanded the services that we offer through live streaming with more programming to follow, stay tuned for that. We've also expanded the organizations that we tithe to. This past Friday, we threw a pizza party for Lost and Found. We've been calling our musicians and our ministers who have supported our center quite well over the years and offered to them that if they would like to live stream a service or a class or something, we will make our newfound streaming abilities available to them at no charge. So why do this? Because it brings forward the opportunity to express and live within a vibration of joy during what could be and is for some a fearful vibration. As a spiritual community practicing the principles of this teaching, we will focus on what we can do in the now and absolutely nothing else. And we are not asking you to follow this example. We are asking you to live this example so your belief in the joy of God as you will be done unto you. Focus on what you can do in the now. That's all we're asking. That is your path for the whole of the universe to live as you. When you make this commitment, you're affirming to the whole of the universe at the triune level, you are all of those joyful frequencies of the divine, coalescing so that it may individualize as you. There is no greater joyful knowing, there is no greater joyful awareness, and there is no greater joyful practice. Practice that now and be the expanding joy of God that you are. And so ends our lesson.